ओके हरे कृष्णा, आई वेलकम एवरीवन टू भक्ति संगा जयपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल. टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज होलीनेस भक्ति आश्रय वैष्णव स्वामी महाराज टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन टॉपिक श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो सेवेंथ चैप्टर 13th वर्स. आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर कॉल टू टिफनी माताजी फॉर ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ महाराज. प्लीज टेक ओवर माताजी.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Holiness Bhakti Ashraya Vaishnav Swami appeared in the year 1961. He came in contact with ISKCON in 1984 and joined as a full-time devotee in 1985 in Vrindavan. He received his Harinam initiation from His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. In 2013, on the auspicious day of the appearance of Vairagya Murti, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he accepted the renounced order of life. He sings Vaishnav bhajans melodiously and beautifully with the explanation of their purports. Maharaj focuses on establishing loving relationships with devotees and everyone else. He is famous for his lectures in various languages, especially in Hindi, English, Oriya, and he is well known for his simplicity. He has been recommended to become a member of Vrindavan Regional Council by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Currently, he is serving as a regional secretary of NCR, Vrindavan, Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, and Chandigarh. Maharaj travels all around the world and also visits South Africa every year for the Color Festival. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Tiffany Mataji, for introduction. We'll be waiting for Maharaj. Maharaj is not yet joined. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances, Maharaj. Thank you so much for your valuable time and association this morning, Maharaj. We are having today 5th canto, 7th chapter, 13th verse, Maharaj. Please take over, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Okay. First of all, I want to extend my pranam to all the participants, and also because I am speaking from Sridham Vrindavan, ISKCON. So first of all, I want to offer my prostrated obeisances to their lordship, Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Radha Sam Sundar Lalita Visakhaji, Sri Nitai Gaur Sundar, and Srila Prabhupada, and begging for their blessings to speak something in front of you. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरेत्. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण Canto 5, Chapter 7, Text 13. You are displaying the verse is in prose form, so we'll just read it. Ittham dhrita bhagavat prata enai ajina vasa sanu सवनाभिषेक आद्र कपीश कुटिल जटाकलापेन स विरोचमानः सूर्यार्चा भवन्तं हिरणमयं पुरुष भुर्जिहाने सूर्यमण्डले द्विपतिष्ठ नेतदूहुवाच. synonyms, it come in this way. Dhrita Bhagavata Brataha, having accepted the power to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anyena Anye Ajinabhasena, Any Ajinabhasena, with a dress of a deer skin, Anusavana, three times in a day, Abhiseka, by a bath, Adra, wet, Kapisa, Tauni, Kutila Jata, of curling and matted hair, Kalapena, by masses, Cha and Viruchamanaha, being very beautifully decorated, Suryarcha, by the Vedic hymns, worshipping the expansion of Narayana within the sun, Bhagavantam, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hiranamayam, the Lord whose bodily hue is just like gold, Purusham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ujjihane, when rising, Surya Mandale, the sun globe, Surya Mandale, the sun globe, Abhyupasitam, worshipping, yes, Etat, this, Uha, certainly, Uvacha, he recited, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Maharaj Bharat appeared very beautiful. He had a wealth of curly hair on his head, which was wet from bathing three times daily. He dressed in a deer skin. He worshipped the Lord Narayana, whose body was composed of golden effulgence, and who resided within the sun. Maharaj Bharat worshipped Lord Narayana by chanting the hymns given in the Rig Veda, and he recited the following verse as the sun rose. Purport. The predominating deity within the sun is Hiranmaya, Lord Narayana. He is worshipped by the Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhur Bhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yonah Prachodayat. He is also worshipped by other hymns mentioned in the Rig Veda, for instance, Dheyah Sada Savit Mandala Madhyavarti. Within the sun, Lord Narayana is situated and he has a golden hue. So, this is the case we are, it's narrated here about the Bharata Charita. This Maharaj Bharat was so famous that this land we are living now, the name of the land is Bharatavarsha. This Bharatavarsha name is named after his name, this king Bharat Maharaj, because he was so famous. Before him, it was the name of this land was Ajanabhavarsha. Then from his ruling time, it became Bharatavarsha. Already it has discussed, I don't know if people have, when somebody was speaking in this particular verse, verse number 8 or 9, it's mentioned that this Bharat Maharaj ruled over the kingdom, you know, the whole planet. He was ruling, his ruling period was 1 crore years. He was the king. He was ruling as a king for 1 crore years. So I cannot understand. Because in Satya Yuga, even the lifespan was 100,000 years, 1 lakh only. How? 100 times Satya Yuga's lifespan. 1 crore years he was doing the ruling. Before that, he must have been getting training and young, and that after ruling also, he left the kingdom and went for his brother Jasanyas, that. But what is lifespan? It is beyond imagination. One Acharya wrote, and I said, how come it is possible? If it is Satya Yuga, it's 1 lakh lifespan. It's 1 crore, it's more than 1 crore. So one Acharya is writing that Maharaj Bharat's lifespan was not because of his karma or prarabdha. It is the side effect of his bhakti. Lord has given as long as he wants, no problem. A minimum 1 billion years we should do over. Forget. So that is special. And he was so dear to Lord, and he was such an elevated personality. Just by the lifespan, you can understand. If somebody in this Kali Yuga, if somebody live for 100 years, then centurion. But see, in Dwapar Yuga, it is like 1,000 years. But how many thousand? And Treta Yuga, 10,000. And Satya Yuga, 1 lakh. But here, 1 crore. Beyond. So, and it is already described in this chapter that how Bharat Maharaj, Rajarshi Bharat, was such a highly elevated personality that when he was doing jagya, sacrifice at that time, so in this sacrifice he was fully absorbed in worshipping Lord Vasudeva and pleasing Lord Vasudeva Krishna. Though in the sacrifice many other demigods, they are offering obeisances, they are giving the sacrifice. So Maharaj Bharat used to consider them, because all the demigods are parts and limbs, parts of the body of the Lord. There are the limbs of the body of the Lord. So if suppose you are massaging somebody's feet, so you will say, I am massaging him. I am doing his massage. I'm not telling that I am doing leg massage. No, his massage. I am serving him. So like that, if the demigods are parts of the body of Lord, then if you are worshipping any demigod, then you are worshipping Lord. So, but worshipping as a limbs, not as the whole. That should be our. It is in Vaishnava Shastra, we are not stopping to respect or worship any demigod. No, you can respect them. We should respect demigods and should worship demigods. But in proper understanding that the demigods are the part, maybe HOD or something like that, they are part of the body. But they are not the whole, they are not the master. And so, previous to this verse in text 12 of this chapter, when Bharat Maharaj left his kingdom after 1 crore years, he thought that now my due date is over. I have already ruled so 1 crore years. So now it is my... He understood that my tenure is over now. So he distributed his property into... He has 5 sons. He distributed them and settled down everything. Then he left Prabhraja. He took sannyas and he went to Harihara Khetra, Ulha Ashram. Ulha Ashram, Harihara Khetra. It's not Haridwar, it is in Nepal. Ganduki, Muktinathari. Before Muktinath, that Kakbani, Galeshwar, that is the place, Harihara Khetra, that is Ulha Ashram. At that time, that was so powerful and pure Khetra that Rajarshi Bharat chose that place. And it is described that any devotee who will go there, Kumha Ashram, but that is the Pavitra Ganduki Nadi was flowing there, and Ganduki Nadi is Salagram source. All Salagram is there only. Any stone in Ganduki is Salagram. So pure, because so many Salagram, so many Narayan, form of Narayans are there. So, and it is said that anybody with pure heart, if you meditate on Lord, the Lord will manifest in his personal form in front of them. Rama, Narasimha, Krishna, whatever form, anybody you like any form, you can immediately see present in front of you and you can serve them. So it was so potent place, full of such a highly spiritual potency. So always, if you are doing any sadhana, definitely this sthana, kala, or patra, they have effect. We cannot deny the effect of time, place, and circumstances. No. Even Lord Krishna also told in Bhagavad Gita, Dātabhyam yam iti dānam yaddānam diyate anupakārine dese kālecha patrecha taddānam sattikam sritam. That is called, that dāna will be considered in mode of goodness. If somebody donate in proper place, in proper time, and in proper situation, patra, and to the proper person, if you are giving donation to somebody, the how Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, that the place should be proper, desa, kala, the time should be proper, and the to whom you are giving, that person should be proper. If these three things are okay, and if your donation giving without having a motivation of getting some help or getting some respect from him, anupakarine, nothing, no expectation of anything, and respect even, then that kind of donation is called sattvika, sattvika dana. Very good donation. So, sthana kala patra. So, like that, in that time, at that time, that Kulha Ashram was one of the most appropriate place for Krishna bhajana, meditation of Krishna. So that's why Rajarshi Bharat selected this place billions of years ago. It was so natural, Ganduki Nadi was flowing, and a so powerful place. So Bharat Maharaj went there and staying in that Kulha Upabana, and when started meditating, he was seeing the Vishnu in front of him, and meditating on his lotus feet, directly seeing, and he was serving the Lord with so many paraphernalia, nice fragrant flowers with some fruits and pure water and sandalwood, many things he was collecting and serving directly to the Lord there and meditating on it. And day by day, his serving, service attitude and his meditation, his devotion increased day by day in such a way that he come to a position by which when he start meditating, when he starts serving the Lord, he became overwhelmed with love. Became overwhelmed in the verse, the text 12, it is described. That most exalted devotee Maharaj Bharat in this way engaged constantly in the devotional service of the Lord. Naturally, his love for Vasudeva Krishna increased more and more and melted his heart. His heart got melted. Consequently, he gradually lost all attachment for regulative duties. The hairs of his body, stood on end, and all the ecstatic body symptoms were manifest. Tears flowed from his eyes, so much so that he could not see anything. Thus, he constantly meditated on the reddish lotus feet of the Lord. At that time, his heart, which was like a lake, was filled with the water of ecstatic love. When his mind was immersed in that lake, he even forgot the regulative service to the Lord. He is supposed to do the service of the Lord. Because what happened, we are deciding what to do, what not to do through our intelligence. Intelligence is Niranatmaka, decision making authority, intelligence, buddhi. So in that case, Bharat Maharaj's buddhi was nimagna, was completely overflowed with the thought of love of Godhead within his heart. You understand? The love of God comes like a flood and flooded over his heart. Everything in his antakarana, his mana, buddhi, indriya, everything flooded over. So you cannot understand. I am giving a material example. Have you all ever seen a flood situation? It must be hard. But TV may be the king. You must have seen flood in TV. May not be practically. So in flood, what happened? The rivers, the water of the rivers flooded over. So when the place covered by the water, flood water covered, so then that place lost its connection with the sky and air and any other living entity, totally lost the connection because it's totally covered with water now. As long as it's within the water, then no chance of air, fire, sky, it's not there, it is inside the, it is under the flood, it is under the water now. Nimagna. That's it. So you can't see it. Nothing can happen there as long as it is under the water. So similarly, so this water is not ordinary water. Bharat Maharaj's intelligence, his mind, his senses was completely covered by the not ordinary water, by the flood of love of Godhead. Bhagavat Prema. Bhagavat Prema Vanya. That love of Godhead flooded over his intelligence, his mind. See, if intelligence and mind is flooded over, it's already under the water. So how it is disconnected from the outside world? So that's why when his buddhi is flooded over by love of Godhead, so he cannot decide his what to do, what not to do. He is supposed to worship the Lord with proper paraphernalia, with mantra and the process. Yeah. All these things he forgot. What to do, what not to do. That's it. His mind was immersed in that lake when he forgot the regulative service to the Lord. What service is supposed to offer? Some food item. He's supposed to offer some garland. He's supposed to offer some whatever. He forgot everything. What to do, what not to do. Because buddhi is under the water of love of God. And the flood over. So now it is disconnected. He is totally in another state that he na dheya, na dhyana, na dhyana karta, everything gone. So in that state of consciousness, he forgot to serve the Lord. The Lord is there, but he cannot do. He is in different state. So when Bharat Maharaj count his senses again, after some time external senses, then he understood, oh, what happened? I was in kind of samadhi also in this Bhagavat Prema. So that I could not serve to my dear Lord. My dear Lord is waiting me. I could not feed him. I could not garland him. I could not bathe him. I could not do. I am so foolish. Why this thing happened to me? But he was trying. But again, if he tries, then immediately the love of Godhead comes and over captured his intelligence. So now he forgot everything but me. So this thing is happening that he could not serve properly to the Lord. When the service is hampering, then Bharat Maharaj thought, what to do? My intelligence is getting covered by the love of God. So now to serve the Lord, that is my duty. I am his servant to serve him. I what to do? Because my that love is obstacle now for me. That love of God is so much that is the obstacle for me in my service to Lord. So then he thought, no, I have to take out the obstacle because my intelligence is getting obstructed by this. So how to save his intelligence for proper use? So he sent buddhi prakasaka. Then he thought of some upaya. In this forest, part upaya, then he thought of, he was known many things. So he, Veda Vidya, he is a very knowledgeable person, Bharat Maharaj. So he thought that there is a special puja mantra by which my buddhi will be free from obstacles. Buddhi prakasaka puja. So buddhi adhideva, the controlling deity of intelligence, is Narayana. So in the Narayana form, he want to worship, and the buddhi prakasaka, the prakas of buddhi, the prakas is jyoti, is comes from sun. Sun is the illuminating power. So he thought to worship sun god, not sun god, the demigod. He want to worship the Narayana who is residing in the sun god. Every day we are seeing sun in the sky. All of us we are seeing. But we are seeing it's sun globe, light is coming from there. Sometimes in summer season, very heavy heat light. And winter season, nice light. But it is not like that, not ordinary light, though. You don't know. This light is not any ordinary light. This light is what? Because the sun is not a fire plate or something like that. This is the existing place, the sitting place of Lord Narayana. Because Lord Narayana is there, that's a huge teja. Because of his presence, the sun is shining. Because of his presence, the moon is shining. The stars are shining because of Lord Narayana's presence there. Because of Narayana. So, Bharat Maharaj thought that this, my intelligence is getting obstructed. I cannot apply my intelligence to serve my Lord because of this love is putting obstacle in my service. So now I have to buddhi prakasaka, I have to illuminate my intelligence by worshipping the Surya, not Surya, that the Adhideva of Surya, the Narayana. So he wait for the sunrise. When the sun rise, then he start his worshiping through his meditation, intense meditation. You want to worship the Surya Mandala Madhyasthita Narayana, that Hiranyagarbha Narayana, who is there inside the sun, wants to worship that. So in this particular verse, it is said that Maharaj Bharat appeared very beautiful. See, though in this forest of Ulha Ashram, Bharat Maharaj had no servants, he was no royal dress, he has no royal throne, no ornaments, nothing. What he has? Only deer skin, a Krishna Murga Charma. Not a jean or a jacket or some banyan like t-shirt or nothing like that. He has only a deer skin, that's it. Not covering his body, only his lower part of the body, a deer skin. And a enojina vastra, a deer skin, Krishna Murga Charma. And he has no fragrant oil or comb to take care of his hair. So that's why his hair become jata. That's such a nice curling hair. He is not taking care of that hair. So now it's become jata. Matted hair. So that matted hair and only deer skin. And he is taking 3 times bath in Ganduki, such a cooling water. And he is taking 3 times. It is a niyama. That is his rule. 3 times in the sandhya, he will take bath and not use any soap or cream or oil or no gamsha, also no towel, nothing. He will see that with the kopin, he will go take bath and put the bare skin again. That's it. He is not use the towel to wipe his body. Nothing is there. So when he comes out, before sunrise, he will take bath. Before sunrise, he is taking bath and come out from the river and standing in front of the rising sun. That's the subjective Virochamanaha. It was so beautiful. He was looking so beautiful. So beautiful even because it is so beautiful means Bharat Maharaj, when he was a king, he was staying in his royal palace, and royal dress, and royal ornaments, and at that time the photograph like he, we are in Grihastha in Delhi, if somewhere what or tell you good or
Hare Krishna, we could not hear Maharaj, right?
We can't hear Maharaj, Mataji. Connection dropped.
Yeah. I think Maharaj is back.
Hare Krishna.
You yes, Maharaj. Now we can hear. Now we can hear you, Maharaj.
Yes. Thank you. So, I was telling that Bharat Maharaj, when he was king, at that time his beauty was there. But even it is said here that the beauty is much more better than his royal dress, with his royal dress and throne and all and kind of royal decoration and ornaments. This now how he is looking is much more better. More beautiful. Why? I'm telling the clue. Just by taking proteins, taking lot of vitamins, and putting lot of nice dress, and maintaining a very nice hairstyle, you will not look good. No. Your beauty will not come forward. So how? You may stay anywhere, not dress properly. You don't have a dress, proper dress. Not taking care of hair is matted hair. No dress you are putting your skin, no applying oil, no soap, no cream, nothing. Not a towel even. But if you are a devotee of Lord, you are your mind is fully satisfied. You are full of satisfaction. And your calm and quiet is full of satisfaction. Your heart and mind is fully satisfied. You are so blissful. If your mood is satisfying mood and blissful mood, then your beauty will manifest. Real beauty will manifest. But when you are 100 kg weight and with big, big muscles and very nice, wonderful jean dress, fitting t-shirt and a nice hairstyle with many golden ornaments, but full of tension and no bliss, nothing, fearful and tensionful, then your photographs will, their beauty will never manifest. No, because the fearfulness and the tension will manifest. So no matter you can make up, the cameraman will say, nap, show your teeth, show your muskan, you can make a drama of smiling face, but that smiling is a duplicate smile. That is not original. They will not, anybody can see it is not, it's a duplicate. But if you forget everything, not eating that kind, no proper dress, no food, nothing. But if your heart is full of bliss and satisfaction, then you will look so beautiful. That is the position of Bharat Maharaj. Now he is not the emperor. Now he is totally free from all tensions. He is full of bliss because he is next to the Lord. His heart is full of love and bliss. So his beauty, his virechana, though he has no towel, his body is wet, hair is wet, water is dripping. But when sun rises, the rising rays of the sun, when touches to the body of Bharat Maharaj in this position, he was looking so beautiful because the effulgence is coming from his body. What kind of effulgence? Full of bliss and love and satisfaction. That is the beauty. So that's why Maharaj Bharat appears very beautiful. Though he don't have any beauty of garments or any kind of things, but because he is full of love, bliss, and satisfaction, that makes the beauty, not these other things. Whatever we are in beauty parlor, you are going to beauty parlor, paying many, I don't know, I never go there, how many. So whatever, but that they cannot give the beauty. They don't know how beauty comes. Beauty comes only your heart and mind and really the full of bliss and satisfaction and love. Then the beauty will come. Even if your skin, body, nothing is there. No garment, no dress, no style, nothing. But still, you will looking so beautiful. Similarly, Bharat Maharaj, only by wearing a deer skin and its matted hair, not coming, not applying any oil, soap, cream, nothing. And in matted hair and no towel, even just wetted hair. But when he comes in front of the rising sun, he was looking so beautiful. He was looking so beautiful. So that beautiful Bharat Maharaj, what he is doing? Now, to continue his service to his dear loving Lord, so he want to control his intelligence. He want to get away from the obstacle of that law. So that's why Buddhi Prakasa, to illuminate his intelligence, he is taking help of the sun god. So now, Heyam Sada, Savitur Mandala Madhyastha, this Savit Mandala, this sun globe, we are seeing the sun globe, but those who knows, they know that the in charge of sun is Narayana. It is said in scripture, Krishna himself saying that Sasisurya Netram, they are my eyes. Jaccha Khures Savita Sakalagrahana Raja Samasta Suramurti Asesa Teja Jascha Gyaya Bhamati Samvita Kala Chakro Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami. Jachakhiresa Savita Sakalagrahana. Savita is the eyes of whom? The Govinda. I adore the Premier Lord Govinda, whose eyes is Savitu, Savita, Sangha. Jachakhiresa Savita Sakalagrahana Raja. He is the Raja of all Graha. Raja Samast. Suramurtir Asisa Teja, that Deva, sun god, this god, sun, is Asisa Teja, is unlimited effulgence and power. Where from is getting this unlimited power? Because the unlimited Lord is within him. That's why our Acharya said, what is the Gayatri mantra? We used to chant Surya Gayatri. Om Bhur Bhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. We know Bhu means Bhuloka. Bhuva means one of the Swargaloka. Swa means Swargaloka. Then these three planets, this Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka and Swaloka. Bhur Bhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. This is Savita. The sun is giving his light. Is throwing his light in these three planetary systems. Bhur Bhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. Then this Savita, the sun god, is getting worshipped by these three planets because they are getting this light. They are getting the sunlight. These three planets, they are getting the sunlight. Then we have all other planets, no sun is there. Only these three planets, sun is there. We know that upper planets, no need of sun and moon. Krishna Sutra, no need of sun and moon. In the lower planets, no need of sun. They have their different arrangements. But only Bhuloka, Bhugoloka, Swaloka. In these three loka, Savita, the sun is fit. One bulb is arranged by Lord, through his eye, like his eyes. So the light arrangement is there for sun. In other planets, sun is not required. Some different arrangement is there for light. In lower planetary systems, the Nagaloka, the Nagas, they have their jewels on their head. The light comes from their tail automatically day and night, because there is no switch to make it off, on, or current goes or something like that. No. There is no kind of, no need of generator, no need of powerhouse, no need of wiring, because the light comes from the jewel of their head, from their head. So day and night always lighted there. And in Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, in other planets, they are also illuminaries. They are self-evident personalities there. They are getting there. Only this full up and dark, we have no other arrangement. So we need help of light in daytime sunlight, nighttime moonlight, or little light, this light, that light. This is light. And in Bhagavad, Natata, Nasasanka, Naha, Surya Nasasanka, in Bhagavad Dham, because the source, Bhagavan, is there, from where the sun and moon is getting light. So if he is there, then what the use of light there? So but in this Bhuloka, this Maharaj Bharat, to save his intelligence, to use properly for the worship, to the service of Lord, he is Prakasak Jyoti Sampanna Surya Mandala. In this Surya Mandala, in his dhyana, immediately he left his body, he entered inside the sun globe, sun planet. And there, this Savit Mandala Madhyastham, Hiranamaya Bapu Narayana, Hiranagarbha Narayana, he is worshipping directly to him. And how he is worshipping? It's proper mantra. That mantra is from Rig Veda. From Rig Veda, that mantra, Bharat Maharaj, he knows, he is Chaturveda, he is expert in all Vedic languages. So he choose the particular mantra which helps to fix his intelligence. So those who want to increase their understanding of intelligence, they can also take this mantra. Paro Raja Savitur Jatabedo Devasya Bhargo Manasedam Jajana Sure Tasada Punara Vishyachaste Hansam Dhanam Nusandhim Vimaha. So if somebody worships sun god three times of her obeisances and proper hymns, proper stuti, then he can. Because this is Surya is the source of all illuminations. And Buddhi is also Teja, illuminating through his Buddhi's light. So if you want to increase your Buddhi, if you anabritam, if you take the coverings out of your Buddhi, then you should worship like Bharat Maharaj did. Anyway, Bharat Maharaj want to uncover his intelligence, because his intelligence was covered with love of Godhead. And we are trying to, we don't have love of Godhead, Baba. So why will worship? Why will worship? Our intelligence is covered with this material covering, garbage. No love of Godhead, but this darkness of Tamaguna, Rajaguna, all these material modes covered our intelligence. Our intelligence is totally covered by the mode of nature. So we want to uncover from the mode of nature. We also want the help from the Prakasaka, Buddhi Prakasaka, Srota, Buddhi Prakasaka, Sutra. And the source of illuminating the intelligence is Lord Narayana through Sun God. Sun God is the illuminating power. Within him, the Hiranyagarbha Narayana is guiding. So we should So we should worship him through Sun God, like Bharat Maharaj is doing, to uncover his intelligence so that he can use intelligence properly in the service of the Lord. He was in such a highly elevated stage that he wanted to control the love of Godhead, because love of Godhead is totally overflooded with the intelligence, mind, and everything. And we are beggar, we cannot understand what is love, we don't know the definition of love. That is our position, and that is his position. And you will read again in the future that same Bharat Maharaj, who was overflooded with love of Godhead so much so that he was getting obstructions to serve Lord, and he is worshipping the sun god to uncover his intelligence, the same elevated Bharat Maharaj will be captured by that, you know, he got trapped by that deer. And he forgot his vasana, everything. There's a case of fall down, they are saying, how come it happens? If the devotee is in such a highly elevated state, how come he can commit mistake? He is in totally in premastara. But still, anything can be happened in any place, any time, any circumstances. So you should always be very much guarded by the Sadhu Shastra Guru. And Bhagavat Prarthana, always you should need protection. Always. So this, anyway, in future also, when we discuss how the Bharat Maharaj's case, how it happened. So you should always be, anyway, we are not of that stage, we cannot be of that standard. Bharat Maharaj's standard was so high. Yes, though he was the controller, he was the king of the whole planet. Nowadays, if somebody becomes DM, AM, or a small minister, or ward member, or MLA, they are king, they are something like Indra. But here is Bharat Maharaj. And he gave everything. He gave up everything and went for tapasya. And now if we tell somebody, doing some kind of business, small business, whatever, let us go someplace, at least for 2-3 days, spend some doing some japa retreat. No time, I'm busy in this, how can I go, what is the use of this separate rate? If you say for picnic, they may go for a day for picnic, for amazing and enjoying. If you then you say enjoying elements, if you arrange, then they can go, they may agree to go. If you say in a separate, what will be the arrangement of prasad and no prasad, it's a fasting. Then they immediately cancel the ticket. No, forget it. What will do? You will not eat. You have to chant. No eating, no sleeping. You forget it. How can it be possible? Asi Bharat Maharaj. He doesn't have kitchen there in Kula Ashram. No party, he was alone. You will collect some fruits, some water, and offer to Lord and will eat. You should accept that. Voluntarily accept. He was a king of 1 crore years. And he was such a opulent person. It is said Indra was nothing in front of him. Indra's opulence was not compared with him, his opulence. He was so opulent, Bharat Maharaj, and powerful. And he gave up knowingly, voluntarily, everything and accept this position, matted hair and wearing deer skin, no gamcha, no suchi kit, no chappal, no nothing, no bedroom, attached bathroom, forget. If we come to Vrindavan even, there is a guest room, attached bathroom, then I can, AC is there, otherwise, no, how can I stay without AC, without attached bathroom? See, Bharat Maharaj, he doesn't have any facility of AC or attached bathroom, nothing, no room, what facility? No room, you are staying in Upavan, in forest. Sleeping, no mosquito net, no allowed, nothing, like no current was not there, nothing. And 3 times a day taking bath without towel. Some friends, they came sometime, Are Baba, this is such a nice spoon, you take bath? No, I forget to bring gamsha. How can I take bath? I can't take bath because I didn't bring my gamsha and some garments. And see, Bharat Maharaj, using deer skin, taking 3 times a bath, no gamsha. The body is wet, the hairs are wet, and he was looking so beautiful. So beautiful. So if we want to achieve something like that, so beauty, so then we have to accept this kind of things. Physical tapasya, if we accept some kind of tapasya for the pleasure of the Lord, then we can get this kind of virochamana, this kind of beauty, this kind of satisfaction, this kind of tension-free life, and love, something will get. So that time Bharata Maharaj performed many, many sacrifices, very high-grade sacrifices, varieties of sacrifices. But nowadays, we have no capacity, we have no qualification to do any kind of sacrifice, no brahmanas, no mantra, no jantra, no samagri, nothing. So in Kali Yuga, then what we have? We can do only one jagya, that is Sankirtana jagya, Nama jagya, chanting jagya, great jagya. Even Lord Krishna spoke this thing in Bhagavad Gita. Jagyanam japa jagyasmi sthavaranam Himalaya. In sthavara, immovable things in Himalaya. Like that, in among the sacrifice, I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra. A great sacrifice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is the great sacrifice of this age. So for this, we don't need any Chaturhutra, Hota, Adhurju, these four kind of specific brahmanas we don't need. We don't need Samhita, we don't need Ghee, we don't need any Jagya Samagri, nothing, no opulence, no place. Nothing, just anywhere, any place, you just can chant it. Everything is discounted. 10% discount given to us. You don't have to take bath even. I'm telling our students, you get up early morning, you don't have habit of taking bath. Any Bharata Maharaj are taking in forest 3 times bath. But our students are something special. So, okay, you don't take bath morning time. Okay, even without taking bath, even if you are using toilet bathrooms, even no taking bath, you can chant also. That's also allowed. That's, I'm not allowing. It's Krishna is allowing. Krishna knows our position in Kali Yuga. He knows what is our position. So he said, okay, no problem. Even if you go to toilet, you can chant there also and come out also. Use your night dress and chant also. No problem. Because chanting will make us dhikarana, make us pure. That chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra will make us pure, not this bathroom shower will make us pure. This shower bathroom will not make us pure. This chanting will make pure in and out. So much so, if we chant with faith, and not only faith, if we chant, what we chant, this Hare Krishna, if we consider this word, when we are uttering, the sound is not ordinary sound. This is Krishna himself. This is Krishna personified. This Nama is Nami. There is no difference. When we have that kind of understanding, with full faith we chant, with the mood of praying, in the mood of crying, then very soon we will also realize what is the bliss, what is the love, what is satisfaction. We will realize. In such time. And then we will understand. And when you get these three things, then your real beauty will manifest. You look, your outlook will become so nice. The people will see, oh, he is looking so nice, so sober, so peaceful. By seeing the picture, he will be looking so peaceful, so content. And the big man, the millionaires, he cannot see the picture, he cannot become content because in his heart, lot of arrogance, ego, and tension and fear is there. So, how the outward appearance will be put will so beautiful? No. They may do lot of makeup, going to beauty parlor, going to dressing room, and spending lot of things. Plastic surgery, sometimes they used to do to make up, to maintain their beauty. But that is all duplicate. And here, nobody is seeing any photographs of Bharata Maharaj. Nobody was taking any selfie. There was no smartphone. But devatas, rishis, they are seeing. They are looking. And they saw Bharata Maharaj when he was king. They said, oh, he is so better now. He is looking so beautiful now. This rishis, they are looking at him. That Bharata Maharaj's beauty has increased. Because inside satisfaction, his love and bliss is there, that's why. And no tension of maintaining the emperor, no tension of any kind of, now he is full of love and service attitude to God. That's why his beauty is manifesting and his effulgence is coming so bright. So that's why he's to help his intelligence. So he is to eliminate intelligence. So he is now worshipping the Hiranyagarbha Narayana, who is residing inside the sankhanet. That Bharat Maharaj is doing. Though he is full of love of God, what is the need of worshipping sun planet? Anybody can ask. Are he is so much full of love of Godhead that is without any tension, he is becoming a samadhi. He is going to samadhi. We are becoming senseless and he is becoming senseless. Our senseless taking us to ventilator, ICU, and he is senseless because he is full of love of Godhead. So this is different. So why he is then worshipping the demigod? He is full of love of God. No, he is worshipping the demigod, not demigod to the God, Narayana, to serve, to maintain his service to the Lord, loving service. Because this love is making, now is obstacle. There is a story in Dwarka Lila also, when Rukmini was serving Lord Narayana, then Dwarkadhis, he was fanning and he was looking at the beauty of the Lord and he's become so overwhelmed with love. That he is all the manifestation of Satvik Vikar on his body, and he was trembling from her hand, the chamara, the pankha fell down. Then Rukmini is scolding this Vikar, the Prema Vikar. He says, why this Prema Vikar is coming to me? That is getting me trouble to serve my Lord. He's full of love. That is, he's trembling his hand and the chamara, the pankha, he could not do it properly. Now he's saying, no, I don't want this love, which is giving trouble in serving to my Lord. So that is the case in Bharat Maharaj too. Bharat Maharaj, he wants to serve the Lord. That's why he wants to subdue the love of God. Something that his buddhi can be there. He can utilize his intelligence to serve the Lord. That's why he is in this particular, in 13, text 13. So he's ready to worship. And with which mantra he worship, that is in text 14. So we can imagine the position of Bharat Maharaj. What a elevated position of Bharat Maharaj. Anyway, so time is almost over. So anybody have any questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Divyam.
Hare Krishna Maharaj,
Anantana. Vinita Gandharvika Devi Dasi. She is the controller now.
Yes, go ahead, Prabhu, for your question.
Yes.
But to Maharaj, please go ahead.
Maharaj, my question is that the Satyuga was 70 lakh years long, but how did Bharat Maharaj live for 1 crore years and rule?
That's what I was also telling, that I could not figure it out. How come Satyuga lifespan is 100,000 years only? And here he is ruling only for not living. Only his ruling period is 1 crore. And when I make some little research, how come it happened? Then I found some statement of some Acharya, because this is effect of devotional service. This is not out of karma, not out of lifespan. Don't think like that. This is Prarabdha karma. His life should be like in Satya Yuga. No Yuga, no karma, nothing is applicable here. This is directly, Lord is controlling him. He's so dear to Lord. Okay, no problem. 1 crore years, you just do your ruling. Then we'll see your lifespan will. So, if asambhava sambhava, if you get tamahang prapatte, mukam karoti vachalam panglange tigri yatrupa tamahang bandhe paramananda madhavam. That Madhava, that Hari, he can do 1 lakh, 200 lakhs, but problem. He can do it. lifespan. That is not usually the lifespan. We cannot figure it out in this way. Our intelligence will not work in this way. That is because of his devotion. This thing. Okay.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for a beautiful answer. And next, Kadamba Priya Prabhu, please go ahead.
हरे कृष्ण महाराज जी, कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम आपके चरण करों को कमलों में. माता जी, महाराज जी, आई हैव दिस क्वेश्चन दैट कैन यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट भरत महाराज ही वाज डूइंग गायत्री मंत्र, लाइक ही वाज इनडायरेक्टली वर्शिपिंग द सन गॉड, सो दैट्स व्हाई लाइक ही बिकेम लाइक ही फेल डाउन, एंड ऑल्सो ही डिडंट हैड एनी एसोसिएशन इन दैट एरिया, द रीजन फॉर हिज फॉल डाउन. महाराज,
we cannot say like that. Gayatri Mantra, of course, he was trying to please the sun god, not sun god, the residing deity of sun god, that Hiranyagarbha Narayana. So he was doing that, chanting the mantra from Rug Veda. Though Gayatri Mantra was there, but he was not chanting the Gayatri Mantra. He was chanting that mantra, in text 14, it is there. That is from Rig Veda, that mantra. And why he will chant this Gayatri Mantra, for what? He is full of, overflowed with the love of Godhead Baba. What in it? Krishna, he is forgetting the rules and regulations. Yeah. Now, when the chapter will come, how is about this fall down, then we will describe, if I get a chance, this is not a fall down. That is, if we consider his case is fall down, then this is our fall down. Our fall down, intelligence is thinking like that. No. How can he fall down? He is in such a high stage. How can it be possible? So this is a different understanding of it. Why it happens.
Thank you, Madam.
Hare Krishna, is there anybody having any questions for Maharaj? Hare Krishna Maharaj, but such a beautiful, beautiful class. You were saying about how, you know, Bharat Maharaj was not having anything, but he was so pretty looking and he's having everything, self-satisfied. We have everything in the house, everything, but we don't have that happiness in our face. As you said, you know, the beauty that we are getting is all artificial. So nicely said, Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class. Only doing some tapasya to the Lord and, you know, giving our time for Krishna, then that comes in us, the beauty.
So
that
now
comes
next in. Week, next week, Nijala Akadashi is coming.
Yes, so Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj, we all should fast.
Get ready for getting this.
Yes, Maharaj. It's very difficult, Nirjala Ekadasi, and especially in June month, it is hot summer. It's very, very difficult. Yes, Maharaj. Shyamgauri Mataji, would you like to speak?
Yeah. Thank you, Maharaj. Very, very wonderful class. Thank you so much.
Because there was nothing there in the purport. So I have to speak from here and there, what to do.
Yeah. But you summarized the chapter, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
हरे कृष्ण महाराज, अनंत कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम, शिल प्रभुपाद, शिल गुरुदेव की जय. वेरी इंस्पायरिंग क्लास, स्पेशली भरत महाराज. हरि हरि गौरांगा, अनंत कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम, शिल प्रभुपाद, शिल गुरुदेव, श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय. थैंक यू महाराज.
थैंक यू महाराज, वेरी नाइस क्लास, वेरी नाइसली यू हैव एक्सप्लेन हाउ वी हैव टू बिकम अ ब्यूटीफुल ब्यूटीफुल इनर ब्यूटीफुल, not just a body, but from the heart. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Pradyuman Prabhu, you want to speak? You can unmute, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Pradyuman Prabhu. You spoke to Neel Madhav, na?
Yes, Maharaj. Yes. Thank you again. I appreciate your help.
Hare Krishna
Maharaj. Your class was very nice. I was listening. And whenever I say your class is coming in Bhakti Sangha, I am coming all the time. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Really appreciate
your kindness.
Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Jai
Radhe Shyam.
Is there anybody having any more questions for Maharaj? Okay. If there are no more questions, we can end the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpa Taro Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaishnava Koti Vaishnavrindhi Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His Holiness Bhakti Ashrayas Vaishnava Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Maharaj Hari Bol.